Good morning, once again, and shalom. We continue to look at the scriptures, the book of Romans, but we're also connecting this book with the former book that we have already completed, the book of John. The book of John, as we connect a little, it starts with Jesus came to the world that he created, but the world did not recognize him. Then he came to the people of his own, but his people rejected him. But those who accepted him were given power to become sons and children of God. So we discover that Jesus came and he presented the gospel, or he presented himself, he presented the word to the people. But the people had a choice to make. There are those who accepted, there are those who rejected. But now, when we compare that, we are comparing that with the book of Romans, where we are looking at the people who receives the gospel and people who have heard of the good news. And we also discover that some accepted the invitation, some rejected. And this is also compared to the time that that Jesus gave a parable of the banquet he prepared, or the king prepared a banquet. And once he prepared the banquet, he sent his messengers. He sent his apostles with letters and says, go and invite, go and call those that have been invited. But when they went, the people that were invited gave excuses why they should not come for the banquet. And when the people who were sent came back and said, the people give excuses. Some says, I've just bought a piece of land, I must go and see it. Another said, I have bought a pair of oxen, I must go and try them. Another said, I've just married, just leave me alone, I want to be with my wife. And Jesus, or the king, said, go and call everyone, to those that are in highway and bypass and everywhere, so that my house will be full. And when they went, people came. So I want us to think through these kind of stories when we are reflecting on the book of Romans. Because in the book of Romans, we discover that what the message we use to call people is called the gospel. What you go tell people is called the gospel. And exactly you go to tell them about the Savior. You go tell them that Jesus has died for us. You tell them Jesus has also resurrected. You tell them Jesus has stayed with us for some 40 days. Jesus has also ascended on high, back to glory, and is sitting at the right hand side of the Father, and Jesus is coming again. Now, that is the gospel. That is what you're supposed to tell the people. Now, as Paul was talking about this, he said that he was to speak to these, to both Jews and the Gentiles. Then he said that he is obligated to both Greeks and non-Greeks, to the wise and to the foolish. And he said that he was eager to preach this gospel also to the people that were in Rome. He also said that he was not ashamed of this gospel, because he said that this gospel is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes. And he said first to the Jews and then to the Gentiles. And in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed, the righteousness that is by faith, from first to the last. Now, this is what the gospel Oh, this was the kind of a gospel that Paul was preaching. That was the attitude that Paul had. But then there are some people, like in the time of Jesus, who rejected the gospel. Not only did they reject the gospel, but they became harsh and they became tough on the people that were presenting the gospel. The people that had the gospel, they did not only reject, but through their godlessness and their wickedness, they suppressed that truth, the truth of the gospel. And this is the people that I want us to reflect this morning. The people who have been called, but they have rejected. Not only have they rejected, but they are now suppressing the truth. They are rejecting the truth, but they are suppressing the truth. They are hiding the truth. They are misinforming the truth. They are having lies to the truth. And here the Bible says, especially from verses 18 to 27, now God says that the God of kindness, who had called people to his banquet, he is also the God of wrath. And I think that's very important as we talk about the gospel. We cannot talk about only the God of wrath. I mean, only the God of blessing and the God of compassion and the God of righteousness and the God of mercy and the God of grace and the God of peace. Yes, indeed, he is the God, and these are his attributes. But verse 18, we also get another dimension of God where he says he is the God of wrath, especially against sinful humanity or against those who are suppressing the truth with their godlessness and with their wickedness. They suppress the truth by those wickedness. And Paul says that these people, they are suppressing what they already know. Since what may be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them. For since the creation of the world, as Paul says, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power, his invisible nature, have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse. Here, Paul is talking about that God has revealed the truth of the gospel in two dimensions. One, he reveals the gospel through what we call general revelation. He reveals the gospel through what has already been created. General revelation is about what you can see, is about the creation. The Bible says that this, you know, the creation communicate, it speaks about the glory of God. In Psalms 19, the psalmist says that by seeing the sun living in the morning in the west, or rising in the west in the east and setting in the west, that by itself is God communicating his invisible attributes, or God is able to reveal who he is. He is able to see that his goodness, he gives his qualities as his merciful. He is a God of order. And those who suppress that truth, God sees that his wrath is also upon that kind of a living. And that is that God has already judged. And judgment says that God has made a decision that if we suppress the truth, he cannot allow us. So, number one is that God has already revealed himself through that creation. But number two is that God has revealed himself through the gospel, through the word that is supposed to be propagated. And this is now where Paul says that they have no excuse, because they have got two witnesses: the witness of the general revelation and the witness of the second revelation. And the second revelation is that one of truth, truth that is preached by apostles, preached truth that is preached by the people. They have heard about it. But though they have heard about it, they decided to suppress it. To suppress means to make sure that the word will not be known. They make sure that they, you know, they come up with clauses and they teach and they put a lot of fear that if you go beyond this, this is what is going to be done. So Paul says that these people, they knew God. Yes. They knew, but they neither glorified him as God, nor give thanks to him. But their thinking became futile, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools, and exchanged the glory of immortal God for images made to look like a mortal human being, and birds, and animals, and reptiles. Now, I want you to see that in the way of suppressing the truth, they are denying God's attribute. They are bringing their other virtues, they are worshipping other gods, and they are making their idols, and they make other people to do that. But God judges them. The wrath of God means he is not happy about what mankind are doing after hearing the gospel in two dimensions. But not only that, God comes to do judgment to these people. How does he do that? There are two types of judgment, God's judgment. The first judgment is the one that God tells you not to do it. And he says, if you do it, this will happen. And that judgment is the one that he sends people through the gospel and to tell us, don't do this. And this is what will happen if you do it. That is judgment. But the other judgment is the one that God gives people over to their sinful desire. This is what we call the kind of will that people are allowed to follow their own hearts. People who follow a path that leads to death, God just allows them to do that. It is such a pitiful way, and it's a way that we should trust God, that we never go to this path. Because in verse 24 of Romans 1, the Bible says that, therefore, because they did not worship God, God gave them over in the sinful desire of their hearts. And this is to sexual immorality. They were degrading their bodies with themselves and with one another. They exchanged truth about God for lie. So they take lie and they call it truth. And we have seen it happen in those days. And they are worshiping the served, created things other than the Creator. So God left them to their own thinking. God gave them to those sinful lusts. God allowed them to continue doing that. That is judgment. And so the book of Romans, we are going to see a path that we are going to follow, that you come from this kind of condemnation, this kind of judgment. And this is where we are starting from. There is the gospel, but people choose not to follow the gospel, and so they are under the judgment. Even in the book of John 3 and verses 18, Jesus, when he was speaking to Nicodemus, he said that truth has come to the world, but people chose darkness instead of truth. And so, because people know the truth, they are already under judgment. He said he did not come to judge, but the people who did not accept the truth, they were already under the judgment of God. So in this path, which I want you to look at it, is that we start from the condemnation, that is the judgment, because we refuse the truth, and the truth is there. And then this one of the path will go from condemnation to second level of condemnation and to finally separation from God. That will be one of the paths that you'll be looking at, which you have already started here. And you look at it in chapter 2 of the book of Romans. But the other path which you consider is the one that we start from condemnation. But once we believe the gospel, we go to the second level of no condemnation. And then we go to that level, no separation. And then we go to the fourth level, whereby we become the people who are sent, who are entrusted with the gospel of truth. So may the Lord help us to understand the gospel. Lord, we thank you. We call you to help us so that we may not reject the truth, so that we may not suppress the truth, but we may accept the truth. May this word continue to help every one of us that reads in the book of Romans. In Jesus' name we pray.